as Jeff and I talked about earlier, an improbable finish to the game, Jeff. You look at that entire play that Gus talked about today in his press conference, everything had to go right for the Jaguars to even have a chance to kick it.
All right, you can't look at anything else but that play in that ball game. We're going to get two looks at it from the wide all 22 shot and also the end zone to show you exactly what would have happened if the penalty wasn't there. Let's take a look.
The impressive thing is that they were able to get the snap off with 14 seconds to go, and look at them. They are aligned in a legal formation, which typically teams have a hard time to do that. Now also, look at the Ravens. They're not lined up. And most importantly, they're in a three-man rush, and Courtney Upshaw, the defensive end, is not even trying to line up. He's looking at the game clock. So you don't even have a pass rusher for the last play of the game, which is shocking that he would not have the awareness to line up and execute the play. And also, looking at the Jaguars wide receivers, you have three guys that are running kind of casual routes. One, Allen Hurns, at the top. He's not even moving. So if Elvis Dumervil doesn't get the face mask, there's probably nothing there for the Jaguars in this instance. Now look at the end zone copy. The officials in this instance, when the game is on the line, typically let the teams play. They don't call ticky-tacky calls. They could have called illegal motion by the Jaguars because you can see that Zane Beatles tapping the center, Wisniewski, Luke Jokel, and Julius Thomas are all kind of moving. Could have been illegal movement. Now, here's the other thing. Because of the stumble, Dumervil is able to come in and close on Blake Bortles. And the officials in the old let-it-play situation, you can't let it play when it comes to quarterback safety. And you can see that Dumervil gets a huge piece of the face mask.
The allure of getting a sack. I know that very well. But the league came out today and said that it was the wrong call. They should have called the penalty against the Jaguars. But what I say to that, Sam, is that then they shouldn't have called the holding call on Mercedes Lewis this past game. And they should have called Brian Walter's catch in New York a catch, because that's what it was.